brings diehard sports fans together as one big family through tailgate and road trips. Now the guys from Green Legion are bringing the tailgate to the airwaves. Quimby, Hollis Tank Thomas, Michael Diaz, and Chris Sack always keep the party going, so crack a beer, take a shot, and join the virtual tailgate now on Green Legion Radio.
Happy 2021 summer, everybody, from the Bud Light Green Legion Radio Show, live on Fox Sports The Gambler here in Philadelphia, brought to you by our good friends at MCS Residential and MCS Custom Cabinetry for all of your residential contracting needs.
Either works.
Okay, either works. For all your residential carpentry needs, close.
We build stuff.
Yeah. I get you.
Yeah, lower amount of syllables, always good for you, Quimby.
So I appreciate that.
Stuff is good.
We wow. build stuff. Yeah, okay. Yeah. All right. So MCS Residential and MCS Custom Cabinetry, we build stuff. Make sure you reach out to them.
Let's patent that.
At MCSinc-PA.com. That's MCSinc-PA.com. Or call them at
484-202-3656. That's 484-202-3656.
Make sure you mention the Green Legion for 10% off of any size order, which can be substantial, you guys. Everybody, it is Memorial Day weekend 2021. It's the end of COVID, finally. Finally, for the most part. Apparently, New Jersey is greater than Pennsylvania. Is that right, Sam? You made sure you put that in. Okay, that's great. Is that right, Sam?
Great radio.
Not on radio.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. This is going to be a disaster.
It's going to be fun today. It is. She's so nervous sitting in that chair right now.
She's shaking.
You guys, just so you know, we are a little short-staffed tonight. Kyle Slash is on vacation right
now.
So,
sales guy.
Yeah,
sales guy.
Slash salesman at Fox Sports.
He's always on vacation.
Sam Brady is taking over production duties this evening, and she is nervous as hell. You can tell. Don't worry. We got you covered.
It's gonna be bad.
It's not gonna be bad. The only thing is,
we're gonna be great. You're gonna be bad.
The only thing is bad is when you don't get close enough to that microphone.
I'm eating the microphone.
Awkward. So anyway, you guys, start of 2021 summer. I don't believe Memorial Day is the start of summer. It's the Thursday before. This is when everybody starts going down to the shore. This is when they check into their shore houses. And we hope you're listening to us on YouTube channel on your way down or watching us while you're sitting at home. So we are gonna start off a special summer episode. And it is going to be hysterical, everyone. It is going to be hysterical. We have a guest list for our Memorial Day barbecue on Monday. And you're going to like the guest list. This is a Chris Sack invented bit, which I ran with today. It's all athletes, Philadelphia athletes, and a few from around the world. They are coming, and they're bringing a menu item for the barbecue, but they're also bringing some of their own baggage.
Oh, dear Lord.
They're bringing their item in their baggage.
No, and their baggage. And instead of kick-ass or jackass this week, it's going to be welcome or get the fudge out.
Oh.
And I have been approved with the get the fudge out bit because it's fudge. It's fudge. Not the other thing.
And also keep in mind, if you do tell them to leave, the item that they're bringing with them to the party, they take with them. So if someone's bringing beer,
you have to weigh it out.
You have to weigh it out.
And that's going to be really important when we get the Brent Celek's invitation. So there's a lot going on here, everybody.
Is T.O. invited?
Oh, he's invited.
Oh, dear Lord.
Just as an example to get.
Is he bringing the money that he owes you?
Well. Carol Owens is bringing the wine coolers and his incessant whining.
Oh, is it?
Yeah. So, just so you know where I'm kind of trying to go.
Good things, mother.
Anyway, Memorial Day is Monday. Get tanked happy hour. We'll be live on location at Kavanaugh's River Deck underneath the tent starting at 4 p.m., everyone. Hollis and I will be there at 4 p.m. We also have another announcement we're going to make happened in Hollis history.
Yes.
Because we're going to talk about what happened in Hollis's future.
Yes.
And that's going to be Monday around 1 o'clock before we get over to River Deck. So that should be pretty
awesome.
Pretty awesome. Yeah. But and plenty of Sixers talk. Plenty of Eagles talk. There's some weird things going on over at the NovaCare Complex again, and we have to address it because that's what we do.
Yeah.
But everybody, remember, Download, rate, review, subscribe to us on iTunes and Google Play by searching for Green Legion Radio. The easiest thing to do is just download the iHeartRadio app. You can catch all four shows / podcasts, Green Legion Radio, Ice to Shorts, Winter Sports, Get Tanked Happy Hour, and Bud Light Baseball Brunch if you download that app. Remember to listen to the boys tomorrow at 11 a.m. They'll be
special announcement for the show. We're going to 10 to 11 this week because we're going to Bala Cynwyd for the show on Sunday.
Big time.
And yes, well, because Murph has to do the pregame show for the Phillies that day. He's not going to have enough time. So we're going to either switch slots with John Jansen's show at from 10 to 11, or he's going to go 9 to 10. So we'll have more information. We'll put on our socials once we have all the details for it.
I am so glad I'm kept up to speed on this stuff. But anyway, just make sure you download the iHeartRadio app because you can listen to it any time. Green Legion Radio is brought to you. Bud Light, Green Legion Radio is brought to you by our good friends at Bud Light, Stateside Vodka, and Stateside Bourbon. Obviously, MCS Residential, MCS Custom Cabinetry. The neck sip, that's neck. That is what Hollis is going to do when he rings Diaz's neck.
No.
All the Cavanaugh's restaurants, Riverdeck, which we will be Monday at 4 o'clock, Head House, Rittenhouse, and University City. The beautiful ladies making their way through law school and med school over at Delilah's, which we're heading to immediately following this show. City Fitness Philadelphia and all their locations, Logan Square, East Market, Graduate Hospital, Northern Liberties, and Fishtown. And if you're not in the city and you're over across the bridge, make sure you check out our friends at Echelon Health and Fitness up in Bucks County, our good friends, Bucks County Baseball Company. The website's bigger than the showroom, BucksCountyBaseballCO.com. And, of course, our new friends at the King of Prussia Diner, my fraternity brothers from a long time ago, making sure that you got a sports bar, a 24-hour diner, corporate meeting space. It's an excellent location. You guys are going to hear more about that as we start doing remotes there next month. Everybody, I am alongside my good friends, Chris Sackmaster, Michael Shut Up Diaz, Hollis Tank Thomas, our special guest today, owner of MCS Residential and MCS Custom Cabinetry and MCS Commercial, all of them. Greg Meisinger, how are you today, sir?
I'm well. Thank you so much for having me, guys.
Please.
And ladies.
We are happy to have. And, of course, our nervous Nelly to my right, Sam Brady, worried about everything after Kyle gave her an hour pep talk yesterday. Don't worry about it. We got it covered. House, yes, we're going to do sports history, and then we're going to make a quick announcement about another contest that Diaz is going to have to run.
Awesome stuff.
Hollis, what happened in sports history this week, baby?
Well, today is May the 29th, 2021. It's the 129th day of the year. There's 216 of these puppies left. Before I get to this, today we're taping the show, and today is one of our esteemed colleagues' birthday. Mike Diaz, happy birthday.
Thank you. It is a joyous day in Diaz Nation. If there's not a lot of followers out there,
it's your birthday.
There's marching and parades.
I don't read social media.
It's your birthday today.
Happy birthday, brother.
The funny part is Diaz is going to be, 62 when your daughter graduates high school?
That's hilarious, but close.
You're going to be the 70-year-old dad dancing with his daughter at her wedding.
I look like I'm 28. Everyone always asks me. No, I am.
Who the hell told you that?
Let me get back to these events then.
I am absolutely sure you look 28 from the eyebrows down.
On May the 29th, 1965, the Phillies, Dick Allen, he hits his 529th home run. I mention this because it's out of Connie Mack Stadium. There was very few people to hit balls out of Connie Mack Stadium, and he was one of the guys who hit his 529th one out of Connie Mack Stadium. Also on this day in 1989, one of the best Phillies ever, Michael Jack Schmidt, he retired at 39. He just didn't have it anymore. A tearful press conference he had. I don't know if anybody, you saw it.
Yeah,
you?
Well, I mean, like, I was three at the time, but I mean, you hear it over the years, him crying, you right. know, a kid from Dayton, Ohio with two bad knees.
Yeah.
Made it to the major league.
I remember. In Tank's defense, he cried a lot.
I don't cry, I'm a man.
It's stick for meal. Baseball style.
In 2010, the Phillies, Roy Halladay. because they have his perfect game versus the dreadful. It was the Florida Marlins then.
I was there. It was great.
Nobody had any idea that it was going on until the ninth inning.
Right.
And it was first intermission of the Flyers Stanley Cup Finals, game one Stanley Cup Finals against the Blackhawks.
Oh, man. And this last but certainly not least event in 2017, Tiger Woods had a bit of a crash. But it was a crash of his, he crashed because he was running from his wife. He got the DUI when he first got busted with his hand.
It's awful strange how there's not a lot of information about the second crash.
What's his handicap?
No, he is handicapped.
What's his handicap? Oxycontin.
I got a couple of quick birthdays here. 1956, LaToya Jackson. Also 1956.
She definitely has the pontoon boat in her in the family.
Also in 1956, Larry Blackman, the leader of the group Cameo. And 1998, one of Diaz's favorite people, Markel Fultz. So there's Markel Fultz's birthday.
Happy birthday, Markel. TTP.
Now I'd like to kick it to my boy Quimby to tell about the contest.
Well, as it's not really a contest, but we're just gonna have to determine who is going to be the recipient of this. Memorial Day gets pretty much bludgeoned by barbecue and friends and drinking on the beach, and want to make sure that the true meaning of Memorial Day, which is celebrate our veterans,
right,
and our fallen comrades that have made sure this country is what it is. And one of the many things you can do on Memorial Day, which most people don't, they wake up hungover, they start drinking again, they go to a barbecue, they have fun. You know, my family, immediate, has 78 years of military service, three of the four veterans with a lot of tours, probably 14 tours amongst three of them. You can visit a local veteran cemetery. You can go to a parade. You can go to a memorial service. But one of the things that you can do that I think has more impact than any of that is what Hollis and I are going to do on Sunday, which is go visit a veteran. We're going to go visit a veteran, a random person that's part of our network.
Yep.
We're going to reach out to social media to find out who that is. And we're going to go visit a vet. Going to go visit a vet. We're going to bring a case of Bud Light. Pops is going to make some serious barbecue. We're going to take some barbecue too.
Tender.
To that individual.
And delicious.
And we're going to celebrate that person's service along with the rest of servicemen and women that have given so much to make sure that we have the freedoms that we do have in this country. So, Hollis, I appreciate you agreeing to do that. And Diaz, I appreciate you not complaining about the fact that we're going to have to run another social media contest.
Listen,
I'll make the decision.
Yeah, you can just type it up, and I'm happy to post away.
Oh, wow.
he hates these things. But,
well, this is the issue, because you always make up rules after the fact. I'm like, here are the rules. 1, 2, 3.
Well, goes,
I want to do it this way.
Rule, the only rule is don't nominate somebody to go visit if they're not going to be able to. They're not going to be there.
That's the worst.
Yeah. And we're going to come to your house, wherever you are, and we're going to pay a visit. And we're going to have fun. So that's the only rule this time around.
Yeah.
And I hope you guys appreciate what we're doing here. But
I say anyway, they get your Maserati for a week, too.
I don't know why you got to bring that up.
Oh, right? I'm sorry. Too soon?
I saw Connie had it the other day.
Did she?
I don't know. She took a picture inside. Unless she knows a lot of people.
Connie was a blast at the baseball brunch tailgate.
She was hammered.
She was a lot of fun.
Yeah, that was great. That was great. Anyway, let's get into our 10-9-8-76ers who are going to be playing again in about six and a half hours right now.
Yep.
Diaz, obviously this is a special segment for you, but
yeah.
I kind of want to point out that seems like the Sixers are now the NBA smoke show. They are the hot chicks.
Oh, why do you say that?
Because
they're
the most fun to watch right now.
I mean, I think so, but Brooklyn just smoking people, right? Smoking Boston, which is, you know.
But you know what we're seeing a different level of basketball that we haven't seen from this team.
Yeah, they're playing well.
And that's kind of where I want to discuss this. We had a conversation yesterday, Diaz. I didn't know that he had taped the basketball game.
What an idiot you are.
Whatever,
an idiot. What an idiot. He calls, he goes, you watching the game? I'm like, no, it's on delay. We're putting the baby to bed. And he's like, oh, okay. Oh, fudge. And I said, what? And you said, Tobias just got hurt. And I'm like, what are you telling me that for?
Yeah. But he came back. So good to see him. I think he looked great the last two games.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah, he looked better in game one than he did in game two, but still put up 19.
Yeah, he was hitting shots, and he only played like 29 minutes.
All three of them. And we'll get to that. Your big three all played under 29 minutes, and it was great roundabout scoring. Simmons and Joel both put up 22. Tobias puts up 19. I love seeing that kind of balance. And then getting the other guys involved, obviously, you know, you had some people putting up some more points that wouldn't normally because they started clearing out the lineup in the fourth quarter. But great to see a balanced offensive attack.
I love the fact that they were blowing them out by so much that you got to see more of Matisse Thybulle and Tyrese Maxey.
Yeah. Yes.
And they got that valuable experience in the playoffs. Now, Thybulle's going to play a lot. But Maxey, you've seen a lot of him, especially in the fourth quarter of the first two games. It's been awesome.
And just, you know, random notes is on the run sheet here. I thought that they used Maxey real well yesterday. You know, they weren't asking him to do too much other than use his speed.
Right.
You know, drive that ball, drive that lane, and create opportunities, and that's what he did. And he looked pretty damn good doing it.
Yeah, the one thing, I just see your note here that he, you know, you liked him driving to the net, and that's something that, in reading some comments from the coaches, that they identified him like settling for floaters towards the beginning of the year. And he was, listen, he's a rookie, he came in, but it's obvious that he's gotten the message and is applying it, which is what you want to see out of rookies, you know what I mean? I mean, or you want to see that out of all your players, but especially a guy like that has got so much talent and speed, you know. If you can get the foul line a little off, it'd be great.
Well, I like
that. That was interesting to bring up foul line. Mm-hmm. We're going to talk about that after, but
It was a discrepancy with that, with the way they were calling the game. But I just liked the way that Tobias, he's attacking now. He's actually asserting himself and earning the contract. He started in game one, and then the thing that I did like, he showed toughness coming back after just an ankle tweak. Because normally he would have just stayed out. Point blank, they have been soft in the past, and that's why we're actually becoming a full-fledged team now, and we're doing the things that it takes to win. And he came right back, he went right back into scoring and attacking like he was at first, and he's still taking advantage of the smaller guy that's on him.
That ankle tweak, the infamous ankle tweak it didn't look like he broke.
You mean
his ankle.
The one that you cussed about on the show earlier?
That's right. Well, it looked pretty bad. Like, it didn't look like it was something that he'd come back from. He came back and was hitting shots.
Well, the funny thing is, one of the commentators said, a lot of the guys now, they wear the low-top sneaks.
Yeah, what's up with that?
I don't know. They wear low-top sneaks, and there's no ankle support. So he probably had to go get his ankle reach.
And it's got nothing to do with your body. It's just you coming down on somebody else's foot.
Right.
And turning it awkward.
Yeah, it happened with Seth Curry. It happened with Westbrook. Like, guys, they're wearing these low top, like Chuck Taylor sneakers, you know?
It's all about fashion.
And let's talk about Westbrook for a second.
Oh, God.
Because.
Wait, can I go get some popcorn?
There we go.
He hasn't said much yet, but he has impact. Mm-hmm. It was awesome to see him get so frustrated. Simmons is under his skin now, like you wouldn't believe. Mm-hmm. One play or two plays back to back specifically when
the dunks. Yeah.
And you know, pulled up on him. Yeah. And when Simmons nailed
right
that
on his
one
head,
and he did one of those, you know, flexing the chest right
in front of him. Did you pay attention to that? Guess who was on his back though? Westbrook was around at his back.
Oh yeah.
That's what the funny part was, is you do a pull up on your rim down there, but then he takes it down and he dunks it and he gives you the
And he just went straight through. Like he took the ball out and was like, coast to coast.
And here we go. Let's talk about Ben for just a second, because I think this is really important. I don't think Ben needs to take a lot of jump shots, especially with the well-rounded squad you have on this team right now. My knock on him all this way up until what we're seeing right now and as of recent is that he wasn't creating – he's already creating a mismatch just being on the court. A 6'10", you know, if you want to call him a point guard or a shooting guard, whatever you want to, you know, a 6'10" guard.
Right.
All right. He's creating every kind of mismatch to the hole. And, brother, just keep doing what you're doing. I don't need you to hit 12-footers. I could care less. I want your ass driving that net, and dunking over people. He embarrassed that defense yesterday and the day before.
What did I tell you, Zach? Washington, it's a bunch of traffic cones. They're just out there. They're out there for practice, which is honestly a great way to start the playoffs off. You know, you kind of get warm up. Tobias gets warmed up in game one, Simmons in game two. I mean, Embiid's been doing his thing, well rested to start against the better competition in future rounds.
It was fun to see.
Yeah.
It is everything that you were hoping to finally see from him. And if 10 of his points every game are from slamming it, I'm sorry, I want 12.
Yeah.
That's the only thing I'll
say. When you look at the way he does things, it's just like sometimes he attacks and sometimes he doesn't. I think that's where we get frustrated with him.
When he smells blood in the water,
yeah,
that's it. That's when we want to see everything take place. But we're going to talk more about Ben Simmons, more about the 76ers, more about this matchup, more about the rest of the league on Bud Light Green Legion Radio, brought to you by our good friends at MCS Residential and MCS Custom Cabinetry. Visit them at mcsinc-pa.com. We'll be back with more Sixers and Eagles and a Memorial Day barbecue guest list like you've never seen right after this. Bud Light Green Legion Radio here on Fox Sports The Gambler in Philadelphia, brought to you by our good friends at MCS Residential and MCS Custom Cabinetry. Everybody, we are talking 76ers and how good they look. And that is Hollis Thomas cracking open a Bud Light with his special Memorial Day weekend glasses. What's up, baby?
Chilling.
So back to Ben Simmons and just seeing everything that you would hope to see out of this kid for such a long period of time. I think he's also accepted the role. He's never not accepted the role that he's number two. He had a much better game, I thought, than Joel did, both offensively and defensively yesterday. But there was that one point where Joel, you know, did his –
his or his new move, the thrust, the process.
Yes.
I mean, that play, that again, I mean, Simmons had a great game yesterday, like we just talked about the other day, you know, storming the court and dunking and stuff. But his passing is still, both games, he's threading these balls through like three defenders to players on the run, like half a court. The Embiid play started with a Simmons pass. Where Embiid get the ball like around the top of the foul line or something like that. He takes a dribble, two steps, gets fouled in the back and does like some sort of reverse thing. It goes in. It's just like the dude is 7 feet tall. You know what I mean? And he's like a traditional listen, Shaq is obviously one of the all-time, if not the all-time best center of all time. Like you never saw centers do stuff like that.
You just but this team is finally playing with attitude.
Yeah.
Finally.
Exactly.
Yeah. Playing with attitude. They are the embodiment of what the city once represented.
I like it. I
love that statement. When you also look at the team, you look at them finally starting to live up to some of the potential and not worrying about what everybody else is thinking. Everybody's in shape now and everybody's taking up what they're supposed to be doing. And the great part about it is we always want to see more Matisse Thybulle and we want to see more of the young guys. The thing that I saw with this last game, nobody can complain about the last game. The last game, we got to see the young guys come out and close out the game.
Right. They extended the lead. Right. It was great. I saw the full all-bench lineup, and I'm like, all right, here we go. We're up by 8. We're going to be up by 2. Nope, we're up by 14.
Yep.
Yeah, and I'll tell you what. I think that week off that they had leading into game one meant everything to these guys. I mean, like, you know, Tobias was able to get healthy, especially with his knee, and Embiid, you know, like over the course of time and all the, you know, the knick-knack stuff that he's got going on with his own body, you know, because at any given time, Joel can fall apart. And, you know, so it was nice, but they struggled in that first half in game one. They were down by 1, but then they just, the last 6 quarters, it's just been pedal to the metal style. It's just been fun to watch. It's been exciting to see that this team is now starting to live up to that potential that we all wanted to see. They got to close the series out in four, though. This has to be it. Well, move on to the next
series. Close it out on Memorial Day. Let's remember a year ago, okay? What's different with this team right now? Well, a lot. All right. Shake Milton was starting last year. All right. Now he can barely get off the bench. He's one of the only, he's the only player on the court last night. Didn't score a point.
He's been having a rough series.
Mike Scott was also one of your big bench players last year. He can't get off the bench. All right. The entire supporting cast on this team right now, if they continue to play the way they are, they're going to the finals. There's no doubt in my mind. It is. George Hill can do so much for you. And I didn't realize how versatile he was as a player. Seth Curry, not as versatile, but is damn good with what he does.
Quirkman.
And, you know, he comes in when Tobias goes down.
Exactly. He comes in and flourishes.
I didn't think he played. He is.
Yeah, he's
serviceable.
Yeah, he's serviceable.
He's not your go-to guy now off the bench.
He's one of those guys you look for a spark in scoring. And then when he came in, he hit a short jumper. Then he hit another jumper. And then he had a chance to shoot a three-pointer, but the lane was so open, he went in, he did the right thing, and he went in for the easy two. And that's what I've been looking for.
Yeah, I agree with you, Quimby. If they continue to play this way, I don't see anybody beating them, you know, until the Eastern Conference Finals. The Nets are just toying. And I know, like, you know, Jason Tatum left the game the other night because he got his eye poked, and then, you know, they don't have Jaylen Brown. But, like, we're toying around right now with a team that's sub 500.
I want you to do what Captain Insano would do to his opponent.
Poke it right in the eye, yeah.
Poke me in the eye.
Captain Insano showed no mercy. But I look at it like this. This could get really fun and really interesting because, like, the Wizards are the Wizards, you know? Like, what's Russell Westbrook going to be able to get done with his body between, you know, like, you know, we're on Saturday now, like, we're broadcasting on Saturday, so by tonight for him to be able to play. But, like, can you imagine if the Knicks can get through this series against the Hawks? Can you imagine these crowds in Philadelphia and at Madison Square Garden if you've been watching the first two games of that series? Can you imagine that? And then, did you guys see the videos on Twitter last night of them? They're already overlooking us. They're chanting in the streets, "We want Brooklyn." So it's like, man, if you can go through New York, the pantheon of, like, you know, basketball you go through the Knicks in the next round and the Nets after that. Oh, man, this is going to get juicy. What do you got, Greg?
Can we please get Westbrook not afraid of popcorn?
That's his second popcorn-related comment here.
Maybe he's allergic to it. I don't know, but he must not be good friends with Terrell Owens. That's all I got
to
say.
You bring up the Knicks. I'd like to make comments on our friends, the Knicks, and the fraudulent Miami Heat before we end our NBA talk.
We all know you have to get on Luis.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
You got to get on Luis.
But here's a thought. The LOL Knicks fans are ridiculous. The game on Wednesday, they think that they're going to win the series. Atlanta just missed all of their shots, and it's one of those weird things. It wasn't like they were playing great defense, and hey, they won the game. That's good. That, you know, they missed, but like, if Atlanta hits a third of those shots, 40%, they win the game. Third of the shots, it's tied. But the
if the bus was candy and nuts, it would always be Christmas.
No, I know. It's just
when somebody does something like that, you still have to have the wherewithal to come back. That Atlanta missed, but that was Atlanta's fault for taking all those jumpers. Well, if you pay attention to Atlanta, when Trae Young starts to think he's Steph Curry, which he does a lot, and starts taking shots from the top of the key. There's only one Steph.
I hear you.
When he does that, and they still have the wherewithal to, instead of starting the bum, Peyton and put Derrick Rose in there and do what he did. It takes a lot to do what that kid did. And I'm not taking anything away from them. And I'm not overlooking them. If they're overlooking us, that's their fault.
Yeah. I think I'm just trying to say is that
I know
you return to, like, just what they normally do. It was an outlier type of game. But let's just say the Knicks do some. I mean, Atlanta did what they're supposed to do. They won game one. They have home court advantage. Now they go back to Atlanta to play games 3 and 4. But the Sixers have an opportunity here that not talk to Hall. They could take a train. Their whole trip to the finals could be a train ride to DC, a train ride to MSG, and a train ride to Brooklyn. They might go this whole Eastern Conference playoffs without ever taking a flight, which is like not a big thing, but it's pretty damn cool to just be take a train in. Yeah. You know what I mean? They get a train in the night before. They're not checking in late or anything like that.
That's cool. Yeah, that's cool. That's what I was kind of looking for. But I didn't want all the analytical stuff because whoever wins, wins. We don't give a damn about them. It's like, okay, they won. They think they've won the championship already. We should start worrying about us, the Sixers. Put all our energy into believing in us. So the slate can continue to get off the ground.
I have something real quick. Sure. Diaz, you and I had this discussion on last week's show and something that we had a little concern about, and it was whether or not Dwight Howard could keep some composure.
Oh God! Yeah,
around Russell Westbrook, and sure enough, he got teed up last night.
Did he?
And I don't. Do we put any water?
That was with good reason, though.
He did.
Yeah,
he
that was with.
He bear hugged on that.
He barely did anything to deserve that.
Yeah. Yeah. So, and the funny part was, my brother was like, he didn't even do that. I was like, dude, that wasn't even a basketball move. He grabbed him around the waist and was trying to pull him down
He was trying to. He was trying to thrust the process too. I think he
looked like Diaz when he met Allen Iverson for the first time.
I don't think they can do this, but they should rescind that technical. Hey, listen, AI and I are buddies. Met him multiple times. Yeah. We're BFFs. Wish me a happy birthday today.
I just heard about it. I just heard about the meeting.
Oh my God, that was.
And
great.
I can only imagine how it went.
Memorable day in AI's life.
Top five Diaz Nation moment.
I'm sorry, I've been running around doing some tech things here. You talk about the Clippers avoiding the.
Oh, well, the Clippers with
tanking to avoid the Lakers.
Yeah, and they got stuck.
Yeah,
with
they lost. They lost to OKC, which is another. OKC was dumb to lose that game. They dropped in their lottery standings, but they lose the final game on purpose to avoid the Lakers in round one and face the Mavericks. And they lost the first two games at home to the Mavericks.
You got
to
blow that thing up, man.
Yeah.
You have, like, seriously, I don't know what it is with Kawhi
and Paul George,
but it is not working. They wanted to blame it on Doc Rivers last year, and it's not any different with Tyronn Lue.
None.
So, you know, like, they have to do something there. And both of them have an opt out. Is it after
Battle
next,
of the Mets?
Is it this year or after next year?
Kawhi does. Yeah, this Kawhi year. Does,
yeah. This year.
Yeah, he's an opt out.
And you know what? The funny thing is, you kind of think it's not Kawhi because Kawhi has three titles. One of the titles, he put the entire team and the entire country of Canada on his back. So I'm thinking it's Paul George. I think Paul George kind of sneaks up the joint a little bit, and he kind of comes up short in big situations. I
mean,
point blank.
He really hasn't been the same since his leg snapped in half. I mean, like, that just goes with just about anybody. I mean, can you really do what you used to do?
He's all physically? NBA player.
Third
all still NBA? Top 15 player.
I think he's still top 15. Yeah. The thing that I think that's haunting him is the way he left Indiana. Because Indiana, they had a good thing going there. And you leave that and you go to OKC, you stink up the joint there, then they ship you off to LA, and you're still kind of stinking up the joint. It's like, kind of like the problem may be just you.
They had a better record very close to the end. I don't know how the final standings work, but than the Sixers did. I mean, they had a great year. They've got great defensive players. They got a good bench. They got depth. They got guys that could shoot. They got MVP guys. OKC was dumb to win that game because they're tanking harder than anyone's ever tanked, and it cost them lottery spots. But Clippers, you reap what you sow. You avoid the Lakers, and now you're down.
Diaz, I know we've talked about this on our show, the Ice to Shorts Winter Sports, about
nice of him to mention the other show.
I know. Big time over here. I'm
pitching it right now.
You're growing a little bit, huh?
No, but like. Because we've talked about this and more recently, like last year, once NHL and NBA playoffs were coming back and the excitement level. I will say this. This has been the most exciting first round in the NBA playoffs in God knows how long. And I have to give credit to the fact that the fans are back in the stands because the way Madison Square Garden was bumping on Wednesday night and the way, you know, we've rocked it the first couple of nights. And it just feels like a renewed sense of energy with the NBA playoffs that hasn't existed in previous years. And I guess that's because a lot more hands are in the basket that have the chance to win.
That is true. There is no clear-cut favorite here. There's favorites in each conference.
Lakers are seven.
Yeah, Lakers, you know, the Nets, second seed. I'd also like to hand it to either the Wells Fargo Center, the Sixers, whoever. I went to game one. I did not go to game two. But this is the first game. You know, they went from 3,000 to 11,000 fans. Right.
What they did. So what do you think there's like space? No, what they did is they closed the upper bowl, like the four sections behind the net.
Yep. Yeah,
everyone was sitting right on. They like milked. Oh, 11,000 fans. Okay. We're going to put
it. Did you like the social distancing courtside?
It was great. Listen, I'm fully vaccinated. You got to wear a mask during the game. It's like, I'm not worried about getting sick, but it's just funny that it's like, there was four of us and then one spot on each side, people in front of you. It's like, all right. You know, I thought it was pretty funny.
Things is finally back the way they're supposed to be.
Well, they're getting there because, you know, obviously I won't talk about it. Anyway.
Yeah, Quimby, holding back.
I've been holding back. Do we want to close the let's close the book.
Oh, well, let's close it just finally.
You got 1 minute.
Yeah, let's talk about the fraudulent Miami Heat, like their fans. You know, last year was
Where's Louise?
You know, Louise. Just like the Flyers, it was an asterisk year last year. They're frauds, not the Flyers, the Miami Heat.
Thank you.
I mean, the Flyers they weren't.
Oh, fraudulent. Don't worry. We'll get to Eric Lindros later.
Louise down there in Miami, I thought, you know, maybe we would have a second round matchup. You guys are toast. Jimmy can't play when he's guarded by Giannis. You stink, your team stinks, and the whole Miami fan base stinks.
All right, good. You guys. Yeah,
they left with about 30 seconds left in his rant.
Nice.
The Heat fans.
Everybody, Bud Light Green Legion Radio here on Fox Sports The Gambler in Philadelphia, brought to you by our good friends at MCS Residential and MCS Custom Cabinetry. Check them out at mcsinc-pa.com for all your residential contractor needs. We will be back with Eagles talk on the flip side, you guys, and happy to be playing all summer songs this entire program. Whether you're down at the shore, whether you're in Philadelphia, wherever you are, we appreciate you guys being with us. And of course, we're brought to you by our good friends at MCS Residential and MCS Custom Cabinetry. It's Bourbon Diaz time.
It's his birthday.
I've got a huge announcement from our good friend Sean Henderson. He just announced via text. He says, "Happy birthday, kid. Hope you enjoy it. Team Diaz."
Member number day. Five.
Henderson, you kiss ass.
Team Diaz that's, for a day.
No, Team Diaz.
That's only member for number two.
Like, yeah,
don't say five.
What an ass clown.
Who's the other?
It's all right. We keep growing. I realize that
hold on. We're going to have to put a stop to this soon.
Yeah, please do. Yeah.
There's no way we're going to allow this thing to grow.
I mean, I went to the baseball brunch tailgate this Sunday. Great show with Murph and Sack on Sunday. And turns out one of Sack's friends or acquaintances, we'll just go by his first name, Chad, member of Diaz Nation.
So, my best friend and not happening.
Oh, he said, oh, yeah. Team Diaz.
I met your brother, and he has way more hair than you. I just want to let you know that.
He's a yep, hold back, baby. He's
got great hair. He really does.
He's a really nice guy.
He looks a little more Latin than I do, and he's got like this.
Latin than I do?
Yeah.
He's got this curly.
Okay, baby. It's your birthday.
He's got this awesome curly mane, and also it makes you think he should be on the front of an exotic book.
All right, everybody, let's get to it.
How did we get there, Hollis?
I'm lost.
Go ahead, Quimby.
All right, thank you, sir. My headset just blows. I'm sorry.
Did you cut your fingernails before the show?
You shouldn't, huh? Okay. Anyway,
clip your nose hairs.
All right, on the Eagles front, time to get into a little birds. We're going to have a little short segment, and when we come back, we've got at the top of the hour Memorial Day barbecue guest list, everybody.
Yes. Awesome sauce.
But the front office, here we go, waived undrafted linebacker Joe Bocci this week in favor of Willie Henry. Yeah. I don't know if anybody's paying attention to this or if you care or if you don't care. All right. All this is interesting because there were multiple claims for Bocci when he was released.
Right.
All right. And Willie Henry hasn't played any real amount of time since his rookie campaign in 2017. He played 14 games in 2017. He played three in 2018. Didn't play a game in 19 or a game in 20.
Injury.
And I get that, but you're wondering, all right, because you got a couple of the new guys at D-tackle.
Correct.
That are nursing injuries, and Fletcher Cox isn't showing up to spring
practices. Naturally has to.
So did the Eagles give up on a linebacker with a lot more upside than a big dog to fill reps for spring practices?
Interesting.
And that really, really just kind of eats me to the core, because you're already really insufficient. At, no, you're going to wait.
Okay. Right? I'll wait because I'm going to give you the
Thank
answer.
You. All right. You're really insufficient at the linebacker position right now.
I mean, I thought that it would be possible that we could go multiple weeks without talking about running backs or linebackers on this show, but I'm mistaken. It's our bread and butter. So big dog. Anyway, what this Joe Bot?
Hold on a second. Sam,
is this important?
Sam, feel free to erase or, you know. Mark that down. I'm kidding.
So this is week 18 of Quimby would pipe Sean McVay's fiance, and this is also week 18 of linebacker talk.
Running back. It's week 19.
All right. I won't do the bit.
It's week 19.
You guys can all go to hell.
But to Quimby, to the question which you asked, the thing that a lot of teams do is if they see somebody that's out there, they see somebody that's out there that is better than somebody on your roster, they kind of go for them. And I understand, so what they did was they brought this kid in because he's coming off injury. They wanted to see what he had. And the other guy was expendable.
You're heavy in that position.
You are kind of heavy in that position, but you saw what happened when what's called went down.
Yeah, they find that position is just more valuable than today.
Well, you saw what
you guys,
happened.
Make sure everybody finishes before the next person starts, or I'm going to start muting you.
Thanks, Dad. Deepest apologies, sir. You saw what happened when our guy goes down, when Fletcher Cox goes down. You saw what happened when he goes down. So you're trying to find
nothing.
Exactly. So when you try to find the next guy to actually give you something, because you're not going to keep bringing the kids back that they just signed for a 1 year deal. And if somebody else is coming off injury,
all right,
you want
to
see that.
You're entirely happy with your current linebacker core.
You're not, but the other guy, he probably wasn't getting any reps anyway, and he probably was like okay with it because he probably wants to go somewhere else.
You're not answering my question. Okay. Do you honestly think that Willie Henry is deserving of a roster spot on this team, or will be? Honestly,
I don't think he's going to be deserving of a roster spot.
What am I supposed to say?
Earn it.
The fudge out.
Yeah, get the fudge out.
Get the fudge out.
But see, you don't know that because until.
All right, those with roses will move on to the swimsuit and talent competition. The rest of you, get the fudge out.
now, to help you out with that, I think he can beat out some of the other younger guys who are trying to make this roster? And if they have to be put in Fletcher Cox's position, he probably will be.
All right.
I'm pretty sure we could pick up a few guys at Wawa and a couple guys at Home Depot at 7 a.m. To find a better linebacker than what we have on the roster right now. Why give up a guy who has experience for a position?
We are so weak.
We are weak at that position, but is he what we need? Is the guys you go pick up at Wawa, is he what we need?
Stop.
Is he what we need?
I am getting tired of you defending the big dog position.
I'm not defending. What I'm defending is what you have to understand is you didn't do anything to make them keep you point blank. When they look for somebody.
What are you talking about? He's an undrafted free agent.
Okay, so you didn't do anything to make them
keep
you.
He didn't have an opportunity, and there were multiple teams lined up for waiver claims.
Okay, so this now, though, during rookie camp.
So, I understand how you like to feel about this, but like it, they value the defensive line more than linebackers. They only play two linebackers. The whole league is the linebackers are turning more into hybrid safeties. They're not even like the true old school trotter, that kind of linebacker. I'm not saying it's right or wrong, but it's like this shocking indignity.
What kind of linebacker set do the Buccaneers run?
They run a 4-3.
What kind of linebacker set do the Kansas City Chiefs run?
4-3.
I'm just curious.
Yeah. Listen,
we have a more. Hey,
don't
we have
keep
a really
telling me. Don't go Dave Spadaro.
No. This is what happened. Like, I'm not saying it's extreme. I don't think linebackers are worthless and stupid, and they're not important. It's just defensive line is more valuable. It's just more valuable. Oh, and like Hollis says, they didn't see anything in this linebacker. He's around for 3 or 4 days. He's like, he's undrafted free agent. Like, that doesn't mean he's some sort of, diamond in the rough or anything. That doesn't mean he's terrible either. It just means they want to be sure that they are big, big beef up front. That's what they want to do. We know this.
We're running a solid 4-0 right now.
when I'm saying the thing of the big dogs up front that's probably is going by the wayside is if the true big dogs up front, they protect the linebackers. And so Henry may be one of
what?
You know,
that's the dumbest thing I've ever heard you say.
That's why linebackers always make the tackles. They take up blockers.
The defensive line backs up the linebackers. That's what I just
not say we protect them.
Protect them so they can make so they can make holes.
So this is how it goes. If I just go up run up field for sacks, then the offensive line will go hit my linebacker in the mouth. The linebacker is more agile than me. So
brother, you know better than anybody how important a linebacker is for a D tackle.
I know. But it's like,
just like Greg said, we're running a solid 4-0 right now.
We got Eric Wilson,
Alex Singleton.
Oh God!
And your man,
Nate Gary's coming back.
Hold on. Quimby is crushing on Alex Singleton.
I love Alex Singleton too, but we do have to get better at the position. But I don't think the kid that you
have to get serviceable at the position.
Not this year.
Your best linebacker for a month last year was Duke freaking Riley.
Duke is a beast, but it's like
let him go.
Yeah, but when you look at it, is this kid that answer?
He's a start.
It's a chance. It is Lloyd Christmas in Dumb and Dumber. There's a chance.
And I understand what you're saying, but it's like I don't think they see the same things that they don't look at it just like we do. So you have to kind of just roll with it. It's kind of like when you sit in the locker room and a guy is let go like that. You're like, damn, I guess he didn't impress him.
I guess.
Yeah.
I guess. Well. I know what's going to impress everybody.
Yes.
When we come back at the top of the hour, our Memorial Day weekend barbecue guest list. And I am so happy that we're finally to this. I've been waiting for 5 hours to do this.
I'm very
everybody, afraid. Bud Light Green Legion Radio and Fox Sports and Gambling in Philadelphia. Brought to you by our good friends at MCS Residential and MCS Custom Cabinetry. Check them out at mcsinc-pa.com for all your residential contractor needs. Or call them at
484-202-3656.
Well, I think you need to see a doctor for that. Excited for 5 hours.
Does enjoy the blue pill. Anything past 4, you have to see a doctor.
Wrap it up. I don't know what you're talking about. I can go all night, baby.
Awkward.
Yeah, there we go. All right, you guys. We'll be back at the top of the hour with an excellent bit. Bud Light, Green Legion Radio, here on Fox Sports The Gambler. Brought to you by our good friends at MCS Residential and MCS Custom Cabinetry and Bourbon Diaz in full effect.
Dear Lord.
Woo, here we go, baby.
Yeah,
second
it.
Hour.
That's it.
And as promised, it is time for a Memorial Day weekend barbecue. And I am going to please ask Chris Sack for an assist here. Because he gave the idea, and I want you to explain to everybody what is going to take place. We are inviting people to a barbecue at our house.
Yes. So you have your family and your friends at this barbecue, okay? So what happens is Quimby has a person, okay, polarizing sports figure, and they're bringing something to the party.
An item, a perishable item.
Whether it's a beverage or it's food. So being that they're as polarizing as they are, you have to decide. The conundrum is, do you want their baggage to come in and corrupt your party, and your family and your friends have to deal with this asshat, or...
That's a tribute to Adam Gilmore, who has already made fun of Greg a number of times for his head being too big for the camera.
Wow.
So
a great way to treat our sponsor.
You're going
to
welcome them in and their points of view and their baggage to mingle with your family and your friends at this party because you want this item at your party. Or is it just enough for you to say, I don't need you. You can take that good and you can go. But
no,
the good can't stay. The good can't stay.
This is what you say.
All right, those with roses will move on to the swimsuit and talent competition. The rest of you, get the fuck out.
That's a great assist, Zach, not a secondary assist like Fraud Giroux lives off of.
Yeah, Fraud Giroux, who's going to the Hall of Fame. So.
Oh, my gosh. It's all right, everybody. Bigger. The delusion grows.
And the 28 will hang in the rafters, retired.
So, honestly, I feel like I can be funny at times. I'm not most of the time.
Agreed.
But dry, that sounds about right. Witty. I feel like this is a really good list. All right. I feel like I put my heart and soul into this. So, everybody,
there's not a lot of you there.
Welcome to the Green Legion Memorial Day Barbecue here. So let's start with our guest list. Our first invite, and we have to go around the room. Sam, we obviously know you don't want to participate.
Stay or go.
You either say welcome or get the fudge out. All right, that's the line. As opposed to kick ass or jackass this week, that's where we go. First guest, Larry Boa, brings the tortilla chips, hot salsa, fiery habanero Doritos, and Frank's Red Hot, along with his short temper.
All right, so I thought we were going.
No, she's out. No,
okay, you're out? Okay. Listen, Larry Boa, I love Larry Boa, and plus he's bringing all of that with him. Absolutely. Now, Scott Rowland, if he was at the party, he would have to leave because Boa.
Excuse me.
I'm just saying.
Stepping on the bit over here.
Stop stepping on the bit. Oh, is he on the list?
Okay. It's welcome or get the fudge out.
He's absolutely welcome, Boa.
I'm going to say welcome.
Get the fudge out. He stinks and that food stinks too.
Get the fudge out. I don't like all that hot crap he brought.
Donovan McNabb.
Oh, we don't even hold on, you didn't give your opinion. Is Boa staying at your party?
Oh, he's in. Welcome.
There you go.
Nothing better than a couple alphas.
The
whitest
Latin dude in the world said no to tortilla chips. What the hell is that?
Hey, that's not sensitive. I am very deeply offended. Where's the HR?
Hashtag hey, you and Frankie offended. Cutlass can go back to Puerto Rico right
so,
now.
So far, this party is Quimby and Larry Boa. We're just going to yell at each other for 4 hours.
All right, next guest, Donovan McNabb, brings the sound system and the music, but plays the air guitar the entire time.
You need music at a party, and the air guitar, for as dumb as it was, I'm going to say he stays. You're welcome, Donovan.
I'm going to go South Philly and say, get the fudge out of here.
I can't believe you said you didn't say he drinks too much and pukes. I'm going to say, you got to have music.
I'm not done yet.
Welcome. Welcome to the party.
I'm going to welcome him because he's got the music.
Whoa, Tank is...
And you got to have music. Actually, welcome because I was going to bring him out a fishbowl where I'd put a little bit of change that I had left in my pocket. Here we go. Ben Simmons. Ben Simmons brings the Bud Light Seltzer and Kendall Jenner. And Caitlyn Jenner.
Ooh. Oh, God. Oh, God. As much as I want to keep our sponsor, Bud Light Seltzer, there, I got to say, get the fudge out for sure.
It's the playoffs.
Hold on. We're all supposed to be sensitive these days, and I just created the biggest conundrum.
I do not want Caitlyn Jenner there at my party. I'm saying get the fudge out.
I got to say, welcome. It's the playoffs. It's the playoffs.
Welcome. It's Ben Simmons.
Oh, and the Bud Light Seltzer. Yeah.
Begrudging welcome and a bunch of awkward looks. I don't know.
I'm sorry, man. I love Bud Light Seltzer, but get the fudge out. Joel Embiid brings the Chick-fil-A and the treadmills. You can't have one without the other.
I mean, Chick-fil-A being there, absolutely, and Joel Embiid. He'll be thrusting the process at my party for sure.
That means y'all have to eat and then get on the treadmill.
He's welcome.
Joel Embiid once referred to himself as a Broad Street bully. And bully. Since that point, I can't stand him. Get the fudge out of here.
I obviously welcome. I'll be on his back the entire time.
You'll be on his back?
Yeah, he's carrying me around.
This is a family-friendly show.
No, you ever see like Yoda and Luke? You know how Luke was carrying Yoda around?
Greg's like, what the hell am I sponsoring here?
Brother, it's not too late to take the check back.
Corbin didn't cash it yet.
I also saw after the win last on Wednesday, I saw, you know, the t-shirts pop up on your Facebook and stuff. And I did see one someone designed called Broad Street Bullies with Simmons, Harris. And
okay, MP. Let us know when you're done.
They're bullying one. The Wizards.
I know.
Welcome, everyone on the Sixers.
I'm gonna say welcome, but I will let you know that I have looked at coaches have yelled at me as I looked at a treadmill that I was supposed to be on.
Can you imagine Tank with the eye raise? His eye raise, like,
what's like, go, go, go. I was like, seriously?
Deepest apologies.
Deepest apologies. I'm tired.
All right. Next on the guest list, Dikembe Mutombo.
Oh, God.
Brings the paper plates, cups, and plastic utensils, but every time he is offered something he doesn't want, he must respond, no, 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 thank you.
Dikembe Mutombo is more than welcome at my party for sure.
Listen, not for nothing.
It's our party, big time.
I thought we were in the trust.
Our party.
Okay.
There's not many that people, not many people that are that thoughtful to bring the plates and the cutlery and all that. I'm going to say welcome. And his Geico commercial is pretty damn good.
Yeah, is he swatting the trash?
I don't care. I don't even care about the utensils. I don't. Hey, did you say utensils? Utensils.
Laramie utensils.
It's a mixture of Mutombo and utensils.
Oh God! I welcome you, Mutombo.
All right.
I'd like to see him bust a box of cereal.
hold on, Dikembe.
Welcome.
Ha ha ha. The next one, John Runyon, brings nothing except Michael Strahan on a leash.
Wow. Okay.
Because he made him his bitch for a long time.
I mean, listen, you got to bring the gap. So I'm for that. I think those would be some great Eagles-Giants stories right there. He's welcome.
Wait, I have a question. If he's on a leash, is he also on all fours?
Yep.
Done. Welcome.
Welcome.
Welcome. Yeah, welcome. Brian is my guy.
I said welcome.
I said welcome, too.
Okay. Is headphones working?
It's a blessing.
You're on your old Bose headphones?
As if we said earlier, and a reminder, Terrell Owens brings the wine coolers and his incessant whining.
I have no desire to hang out with Terrell Owens after he stiffed you for the Dominican Republic.
He didn't stiff me. We kicked him out. Okay. Don't worry. We'll get to the one who stiffed us.
Well, see, he's still a jackass, so I'm going to say, you're out of here.
Well, no. What are you
get the fudge
to
out.
Thank you.
I have no interest in hanging out with Terrell Owens on any level, in any level, at any time, ever.
Thank you.
There get the go. Fudge out of
here. Green Legion.
Especially if Donovan McNabb is going to be at our party. We can't have them both there, can we?
Diaz.
Absolutely. Get the fudge out. No one wants you, nerd.
Yeah, get the fudge out.
Get out of here, nerd.
He made me look bad. Get the fudge
Leto
out.
Leto Shepard. Now, is it Speedo Leto? Excuse me. It's Speedo Leto.
Okay, okay.
It is definitely Speedo Leto.
Sam's about to talk.
Why is Sam about to pass out?
All right.
I saw it with my own eyes.
You guys. Brings the football, but runs straight through the barbecue, still being chased by Marion Barber screaming, yes, never going to catch me.
In his Speedo?
Sure.
Just because Leto's a cool dude. You're welcome to the party.
Yeah. Hold on. Then you just missed the whole point of that.
No, I get the point, but hey.
I'm going to say.
I still think it's funny watching number 24 trying to catch up to him during his interception against the Cowboys on, what, October 8th, 2006.
Wow. Mm-hmm. I'm going to say yay Leto, nay Speedo, unless there's women around.
Hey.
Yep. Speedo Leto brings women, and Marion Barber is not going to be the only one chasing Speedo Leto. We got Sam, we got a friend Lonnie, we got a whole horde of Green Legionnaires.
Lonnie's going to be chasing you.
Well, that's why
side chatter has to stop.
That's why Speedo Leto is welcome at our party.
Tank.
Welcome.
Welcome. All right, Lenny Dykstra.
Oh, jeez.
Doesn't matter.
Jesus, God.
Funds the entire party with Ponzi money. But one person takes the fall in the indictment.
I got into a Twitter spat with him before. That jackass could get the fudge out.
he's nuts. I want to party with him. Welcome. He's nuts.
Double welcome if you're the one getting indicted, Quimby.
No, it's a random indictment.
Get the fudge out.
I'm gonna say welcome, but as long as I don't have to drop trials with him.
Well, Pete Rose.
You don't remember when you say drop trials with
Yeah. Lenny, welcome. I'm with Greg. You're nuts. Hey, I want to party with you.
He just celebrated 3 years between arrests. He hasn't been arrested in 3 years.
That's the guy you want to hang out with. That's the guy you want to hang out with.
I hang out with Sean Henderson.
God, I want to say something right now, and it's funny. Somebody else celebrated 1 year of sobriety and no arrests last night.
Good job, Quimby.
No worries. Pete Rose.
No.
Brings both sirloin and baseball tips and his Asian barber, and everyone has to get the same mo haircut.
Damn, he's probably bringing teenage girls along with him. No, get the fudge out, Pete Rose.
Sam, mark this, 122.34.
Not at all. I said Asian.
So I'm going to say I'll bet you he'll show up, and I want him there.
Welcome. Welcome, Pete.
Welcome.
I got to say get the fudge. I did an appearance with Pete. With Charlie Hustle.
Ah, really?
Yeah, it was pretty funny. He did look like Mobo.
Pete, welcome, and welcome to the Hall of Fame if I was in charge. Brent Celek.
Oh, Jesus.
What is he bringing?
Brings all the Bud Light, but takes home every hot female at the party. Because since Susie, he's been tearing this town up.
I mean, I'm married, so he's more than welcome to the party, for sure.
Single? He's coming.
Yeah, come on, welcome. Super Bowl champ.
Yeah, welcome. I don't give a damn.
All right, good. Freddie Mitchell.
Get the fuck out.
Next. Shows up in sweatpants with nothing and asks if you want to shake his hands.
Is that Freddie Mitchell or Delonte West? I'm going to say get the fudge out, Freddie.
Are you wearing a belt with that? And if not, where is it? No, thank you. Get the fudge out.
How is he even still a thing? Get the fudge out.
Get the fudge out. Stop it.
You already know what I'm going to say.
Sweatpants are strip club attire, so it's good for our sponsors at Delilah's.
Brad Lidge brings the coleslaw, but you have to pray before every plate and genuflect every time you get up or down from your seat.
Whoa, say that one more time.
Yes, he actually said
genuflect. Brad Lidge brings I was raised Catholic. Brings the coleslaw, but you have to pray before every plate and genuflex every time you get up or down from your seat.
That man delivered us a World Series title. The only one I have in my lifetime. He's welcome to anything, anytime, anywhere.
You need to go to church. Welcome.
I'd be genuflecting anyway in front of Joel Embiid every time I got up and down, so welcome.
I'm gonna say
we already know that.
Well, no, I'm going to say welcome. I did an interview with him. He seems like a pretty cool dude.
Welcome. Welcome. Perfect season. Ruben Amaro brings the burgers, but wants to make sure he's contracted for at least one extra year to bring them again.
I'm going to be nice here because Ruben might be a co-host of mine one Sunday when Murph can't make it. So he's more than welcome.
Only and only because he may be actually related to Diaz, I'm going to say welcome.
Wow. Greg's fitting right in over here with all the stereotypes. There's a lot of us here.
Woo! Well, I do like Ruby because he heard us talking about him one day on the radio, and he had enough nuts to call in.
Yes,
I remember that. I like that. So welcome him up. Bring him. Come on down.
I'm going to say welcome because if it's only one extra year contract, he's been making some.
Well, it wasn't 2 years to Jamie Moyer, 3 years to Placido Polanco.
I mean, to be fair, he earned his money more than Matt Klentak, and they let him stick around after they fired him, apparently. So,
true that.
All right. Now we're starting to get into the good ones, because I saved the better ones for later.
Let's get juicy.
Jonathan Papelbon.
Oh, Jesus God.
Brings all the condiments.
Wait, condoms?
Sorry. No, those are me.
Now, he crotch grabs. I don't think Andrew Knapp can do that anymore, either.
Brings all the condiments and anger management on DVD. You can't start eating until you watch the entire movie.
I have no desire to ever hang out with that ass clown. And the fact that he owns the franchise record in saves is just, it just shows how terrible the franchise is.
Say welcome or get the fudge out.
Thank you.
Gotta go.
I don't like him, but welcome, because I'd like you to watch the anger management DVDs on a loop.
It's actually a good movie.
Get the fudge out.
Guess what? DS, I don't have time to pull it up, but you're fired.
This is the latest one ever.
Von Hayes.
Oh.
Who was that? Yeah, you just don't worry about this one. Sack might really love this one. Brings Manny Trio, Julio Franco, George Vukovic, Jay Baller, and Jerry Willard. Oh, and a Hallmark card that says, I'm sorry.
The fact that you're throwing a Vukovic in there just brings joy to my heart. So they're all welcome, all of them, including the Hallmark card.
You are forgiven, Vaughn.
Welcome.
Please, and welcome.
He's bringing Julio Franco back?
Yep.
Welcome.
Welcome.
He's bringing Julio Franco back. Really?
Just say welcome.
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 I don't really want to.
Steve Carlton.
Oh, God.
He'll be standing in the corner by himself the whole night.
Miserable. What's he bringing? What is he bringing?
Yeah, please.
I'm sorry. This is one of my crowning jewels of this this bit. We'll bring all the canned goods provided your house has an underground bunker.
He's more than welcome to our party. He's a Hall of Fame Philly for sure.
Can he bring Prozac?
Two yes. minutes?
Welcome.
Damn it.
Will he receive the invite in his bunker?
Oh, you guys.
Welcome if he gets the invite.
He ever comes up for air.
It's going to be Morse code.
Welcome.
Scott Rowland.
Oof.
Good job, Sack. Stepping on the bit.
Brings the potato chips, but needs assurance that your backyard is all grass and not turf.
Oh, God.
I am one of the few remaining Scott Rowland fans. More than welcome.
Why?
Love him. Love him. Great player.
He was a kid. He doesn't know.
Get out of here.
Yeah, get the fudge out.
Get the fudge out.
Yeah, get the fudge out.
Scott Rowland, get the fudge out.
You guys are hard.
And then we're going to have one more before we come back. For the final six, which should be the greatest of all time. Javon Curse was supposed to bring the dessert, but calls you an hour before the barbecue and tells you he can't make it.
That dude can get the fudge out for sure.
Vaughn, you stiffed us in the Dominican, but since we're playing golf on the seventh with you, welcome.
He's playing?
Yes,
he is.
Yes!
No! Wait a minute, hold on. You guys are going to be playing golf with him?
Yes! Yes. Well, yes. Yes. I am!
I've never seen Quimby yes. smile!
No!
Look at his face! Oh my God!
Quimby's shocked.
Yes! Can we get a video? Can we get a punked video camera on the first tee?
When
Quimby shows up says, where's my check?
We're sorry we missed you in the Dominican, Vaughn.
I'm going to record it.
Yeah, someone record this because you're never going to see. Okay, make sure your phone is on record because
I had never
you
seen
going, you are going to see the biggest kissing ass session of all time by this guy across here. Quimby talks stuff and he's going to be like, oh, hi. Hey, you know, did you hear about our Vegas?
Don't worry, I'll put my phone on record for the 4 hour round.
Listen, now if he blanks out for that, then he's got to get the fudge out.
I'm assuming that you paid for that dessert. Right?
Blanking out is a night out with Quimby.
Everybody get the fudge out.
Not me.
Good. All right. We've got six more guests to get to when we come back on the flip side. Bud Light Green Legion Radio brought to you by our good friends at MCS Residential and MCS Custom Cabinetry. We'll be back right after that. Bud Light Green Legion Radio on Fox Sports The Gambler 102.5 FM Philadelphia 104.1 Trenton WDSAM through the rest of the Delaware Valley. We are enjoying a Memorial Day weekend Saturday with you. We appreciate you tuning in. And we're also in the middle of our segment, Memorial Day Weekend Barbecue Guest List. And we just went through a lot of polarizing Philadelphia athletes who were invited, and they brought an item for the barbecue and their baggage along with it. And we all have to determine whether or not it's worth having their crap along with whatever they're supposed to bring. And it's been a nice precursor to the final six.
Oof.
Because I've been waiting for this all day. And I have to once again thank Chris Sack for the idea for this bit. It's fantastic. I love it. Thank you.
We'll be doing one on Bud Light Baseball Brunch on Sunday from 10 to 11. It's going to be not my Memorial Day barbecue. It's going to be Polarizing Phillies at Murph's Memorial Day barbecue. Because as much as Murph is a true Phillies apologist, true, he's an employee for them after all, I got to give him credo. He never bashes anybody. He will this Sunday.
And Monday, 4 p.m. at Cavanaugh's River Deck down on the Delaware, Tank and I will be doing another list. Along with, so we will be broadcasting live for Get Tanked Happy Hour down there. So let's get into it, shall we? Because we still have a lot of Eagles to get to. And then we need a final segment, Sack Attack, little Philly Sack Attack. But so we just finished Javon Kirst.
It's going to be such a great outing.
I know. It's going to be tremendous. I have a renewed sense to want to go now.
I can't wait.
Where's Ashton Kutcher at? Because this couldn't get any better.
Tank, we're going to have a day.
Yes, we are.
We have four local polarizing athletes and two national. Next guest.
Don't get fired.
At the Green Legion Radio Memorial Day Barbecue is Earl Thomas.
Jesus God.
Shows up out of nowhere and tells you he just rented your neighbor's Airbnb with his brother.
Why? He is not welcome. Get the fudge out, Earl Thomas.
I second that. Get the fudge out of here, man.
Does he also come with an invitation to the Airbnb for you? Otherwise, get the fudge out.
Yeah, get the fudge out. I can't.
I'm sorry, man. I want a story. You welcome. Welcome, baby. Megan Rapinoe.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, God. Don't get fired.
What's she bringing?
Excuse me. This is one of my most well-thought of the entire list.
More than 10 seconds.
Brings the beef brisket, but you have to listen to her rant the entire barbecue on how the correctional system in this country shouldn't be named after male genitalia.
Get the fudge out.
The penal system.
I couldn't say it fast enough, Greg. I got nothing else.
I was waiting, but you took the word right in my
mouth. Look at Tank.
If she was bringing Alex Morgan, I would be completely fine with her being there doing that stuff. But just because her by herself, it ain't happening, brother.
Hold on. Do not judge me. You know that's awesome.
What is wrong with you?
Everything.
What is wrong with you?
I just gained a whole new level of respect for Quindy.
I was going to say welcome, just to see what happens.
Welcome to the party, Megan Rapinoe.
Get the fudge out.
Get out.
Russ Taylor, did Rapinoe bring a muzzle for herself?
No, that's for Quimby.
Reno Mahe.
What's wrong with
I can only imagine where the hell you're going.
Where
with this.
Is this going?
Shows up with a potato salad, but is almost out of gas and needs to borrow a garden hose.
Bum, bum, bum.
I have no desire to hang out with Reno Mahe at any barbecue. Get the fudge out.
Come on. The siphoning gas thing is great.
I got you, but get the fudge out. I don't need him there.
You didn't know about the stealing of gas from his job?
It was phenomenal.
Yeah, he was. Using a credit card on tape, filling up other people's tank while they paid him cash to fill up the tank. So it's only about $15,000.
Yeah, I mean, like,
wow, I didn't know it was that.
Yeah, that's why it was a
felony
big thing.
Counts.
Felony counts, brother.
Wow.
In Utah.
Let me say that again. Reno Mahe shows up with a potato salad, but is almost out of gas and needs to borrow a garden hose.
I just think this is great because your list is right in front of your camera. But no, he's not.
Nobody can see it.
He's not welcome to the party.
I have a question. Who's Reno Mahe?
Any advice to get him?
One of Tank's former teammates?
Yeah, it's one of my former teammates.
Stop it. I know who Reno Mahe is. Nah. Get out of here.
Get the fudge out.
Get out.
I got to get. Actually, I would like to see how much gas he sucks down. So I'm going to welcome Reno.
Is that the only thing you want to see?
Yes, yeah,
see
how much gas. There we go. How much gas he sucks now.
It was too easy.
I know. I threw it up. So
Michael Vick.
Are there dogs at the party?
Excuse me. Oh, look at Greg. Greg stepping in, stepping on the bit. That's good. Good work. That's what we do. That's the basis of the
show. And you kind of ruined it because it is brings the hot dogs. There's a joke somewhere there, but I couldn't figure out how to finish it.
Oh, my gosh. My dad will be at this party, and there is no chance of God's green earth I would put him in the same room or the backyard with Michael Vick. Get the fudge out.
Come on. It's Michael Vick. If it weren't for Andy Reid, we would have never even known that Mike had an arm. I'm going to say welcome. He paid his price to society.
Yeah, Mike Vick, come on, man. That party's jumping now. Mike Vick is welcome.
I'm gonna welcome him mainly because he the miracle right in the middle line.
What was his nickname in Atlanta?
I don't know. Ron Mexico.
2005.
Ron Mexico.
I got a Trotter kicked out. Terrence Mathis.
Yeah, see, Ron Mexico came because of the medication that he got his medication.
Let it
go.
Yeah. Because the next polarizing athlete getting an invitation to our party is Hollis Tank Thomas.
Uh-oh. Oh, Jesus.
Don't get yourself killed.
Yeah, you said next to so.
Brings the strippers, but won't let anyone else get a lap dance with them.
Wow, really?
I'm not that selfish. We're getting personal here, huh?
I'm not that selfish.
Wow. Well, we're not done yet. You got another one.
Okay.
He does spread the wealth, so I'm going to say, hey, Hollis, come on in. You're more than welcome, brother.
I like to watch, so you're more than welcome.
Nothing better than a little voyeurism here on the show, everybody.
Yeah, the Memorial Day barbecue party doesn't get started until Hollis is there. Welcome, Hollis.
You just don't want to get choked out.
You are still within talons reach.
Isn't that what the strippers are for?
Yes.
I'm going to welcome myself. What the hell are you doing?
What the hell are you looking at me
for?
That
was great. I'm looking at it waiting for you. What the hell? Obviously, my brother, welcome. But one other thing. Brings every other staple barbecue food, but eats all of it before anyone else gets a chance. While wearing a shirt that says, I'm a man and I win.
Now, before you guys ask this question.
It's not your turn yet.
Okay, I'll let you guys ask the question. And then I'll tell you why he put that there.
I saw Hollis at the first baseball brunch tailgate the other day, and he shared the wealth. There was food for everybody. Hollis, my man, you're more than welcome again.
Hollis, I will have extra sweat towels and an extra T-shirt. You're always welcome.
And a fan. You got to bring a fan.
And a fan. I'm sorry. I will have a fan as well. You are welcome.
Diaz? Bourbon Diaz?
Yeah, Bourbon Diaz.
What? Yeah, Hollis is welcome always.
Hold on, before I get back to you,
okay.
I'll never share a refrigerator with you again.
This is from the Costa Rica trip. We split the groceries, and he said, go ahead, just have it and make yourself at home. Wrong comment.
I thought the paddleboarder ate all the food.
There is only one thing I regret from that entire trip. Saying that one statement. Have at it.
Have at it, buddy. Yeah. It's enough here for everybody.
Of course, he doesn't realize that your leftovers from the restaurant aren't part of have at it.
Hey, man.
However, let us digress.
Yes.
To get to our final guest. Yes, everyone.
Oh, God.
Bud Light Green Legion Radio here on Fox Sports The Gambler, brought to you by our good friends at MCS Custom Cabinetry and MCS Residential. Our final guest is one Eric Lindros. Brings the ice, but slips, falls, and hits his head on it and has to go to the hospital for the rest of the barbecue.
Still more dependable in the playoffs than Claude Giroux.
There it is.
Look at him.
Yes,
at least you're stumbling.
That was exactly what I was looking for.
At least Claude Giroux won two games in the finals. Yeah. He won two games in the finals. Lindros didn't. But I love Eric Lindros. Eric Lindros is the reason why I fell in love with hockey to begin with, and the Flyers. You're more than welcome, Big E.
Did
you just see Greg looking at
me? I saw him. I made sure I could feel his presence.
Greg's right, like, I'm done with this show.
He's like, why am I sponsoring Bud Light Baseball Brunch? That show sucks. Who is this guy?
Listen, can he actually form a coherent sentence?
I don't know.
Okay, well, I'm going
to. We're all lacking that.
I'm going to say, get the fudge out of here.
Captain Insano shows no mercy.
Right in the eye.
Get the fudge out. No flyers at the barbecue.
Thank you. Yes.
I'm going to say welcome because he's not going to be there. Apparently, he's not going to be there that long.
Very long.
Yeah, because
drop off the ice and get out of here.
Exactly.
One more comment. I can't stand saying A after every sentence.
What's wrong, eh?
I don't know what you're talking about.
I just don't want his father there. Can we make sure that Carl Lindros isn't there?
Awkward. All right, we got 5 minutes left before we get to our final segment of the show where we are going to have a Philly sack attack. Let's talk about the Zach Ertz trade or release now. Apparently, if the Eagles wait until after June 1st, they will save a lot more money on the cap this year. I didn't know that. We were all wondering why he's still on the roster.
They still can make trades and designate it as opposed to
just saying, yeah. If they wait till after June 1st, they save a lot more money against the cap. Possible destination is still Indy and Buffalo, and some idiot from ESPN talked about trading Ertz for Julio, which makes absolutely no sense because they just spent their fourth overall pick on Kyle Pitts, higher than any tight end ever drafted. Mm-hmm. Here's the question, and I want to ask Tank last. I want to go around the horn here. Sorry. I don't like saying that because that's an ESPN.
Tony Reale.
Yeah, I do like Tony
Stat boy.
If you trade Ertz, your now most experienced receiver on the team is Greg Ward. Do you keep him and hope he turns around and plays for a contract and helps groom the kids? Or is he too much of a cancer right now?
Can't bring him back. You can't bring him back at this point. It's way too far gone. I think there's already an agreement in place between the Eagles and Zach Ertz representatives. It's not going to happen. He will not be in Midnight Green next year. It's not happening.
It's unfortunate, but the Eagles organization is proving time and time again that they do not treat their people well. This guy's now a cancer to the team. And he's got to go.
I need volume up from you.
Yeah.
He's got to go.
There we go.
He's got great baritone.
He does, man.
I don't know if he's really a cancer, right? I mean, a cancer, but you're still looking at this year. This is like a multi-year rebuild. If Greg Ward's the most experienced receiver or Dallas Goedert, I don't know what you want to say, but like.
It's not that. I get it. We're in a rebuild.
They drafted Dallas Goedert in 2018 to replace Zach Ertz at some point. Zach Ertz, always welcome in town. He's going to have a ceremony.
His wife can stay.
Yeah, but yeah, it's just, you know, it's time for him. It's time to move on.
Megan Rapinoe's plus one.
It is time to move on. He's always welcome, but a trade for Julio, you probably, well, Zach Ertz and a
I don't think it makes any sense.
You still think Kyle Pitts is not a tight end. He's not. He's like a big receiver.
Hybrid.
He's a receiver. He's as fast as a receiver. He's not going to be, he's not a traditional tight
end. Do you honestly think that Julio Jones on the radar, from a free agent standpoint, we can't afford him.
It'll be trade.
But
I'm sorry, we can't afford him.
Howie can work the cap. You trade Ertz and I'm making this up, in the third for Julio.
Yeah.
Why not?
In the honest rebuild that we're doing right now, do you honestly think that Julio Jones adds anything more to the speed that we're actually going for in the direction?
I don't know, but if you get something back for I think Ertz will get a 6-round pick.
No.
I mean, I just don't think you're going to get.
Hang on.
We all love him. He's old. He's expensive. I don't think we're going to get anything for him. And if we're going to get Julio Jones, that can be a mentor to the 2 first-round picks we drafted. You know, we've invested in the wide receiver. I think that's more valuable than a 6-round pick.
But this city doesn't invest in receivers at all.
The report is on Julio Jones is that the Falcons have
raised your hand.
They've received multiple trade offers, and some of them have included a first round pick. So he will be traded the week of Memorial Day after June 1st. It's just depending on where.
Yes. Tank. 30 seconds.
as I'm saying before,
go to hell, boss.
The thing with everybody's missing is he's not going to want to come back here because it's between him and Howie. It's not between him and the new coaching staff or him and the people here. It's between him and Howie, and it's hard to actually do anything if they're going to pay you anyway. And so you're not going to put out your best. Any injury is an injury. Any nick or anything is an injury. Oh yeah, you want me to rush now? So as I was saying,
or we can stop right now and come back on the flip side, and you can finish up everything that you have to say, which we should do. Sorry, We're working with a new producer tonight, and I'm getting yelled at.
Working is a creative word.
She did say
everybody. Good. Bud Light Green Legion Radio here on Fox Sports The Gambler, MCS Residential, MCS Custom Cabinetry, our big sponsor. You can contact them at
484-202-3656. That's 484-202-3656.
Mention the Green Legion for 10% off of any order. Any order. Tank, we'll get back with you right after break and Sack with a final Phillies attack. Reach out to them at MCS Inc-PA.com or call them at
484-202-3656. That's 484-202-3656.
I just want to comment. We got a lot of activity on the message boards as we're going through here on YouTube and Facebook and wherever else we go.
My head is not that big.
A person. Yeah, I guess some of our commenters were commenting on our good friend Greg over here is the size of his melon. Thankfully, I'm not the only one in the room here that gets made fun of their head. But
my hair is better.
This one comment here, Zach, real
fantastic flow.
Zach Realtree, I think Sam is doing a fabulous job, but hey, that's just me. Zach Realtree is a weak name for your burner account there, Sam.
Zach Realtree. Oh, he's real. Yeah. Okay.
Zach Realtree is actually an employee of mine. Thank you.
Awkward. Yeah, thanks, Diaz. Way to kick out a new listener.
Oh, big time. Has employees? This is all fake and made
I am
up.
Allowed to have a small fan club. I am allowed.
Okay, you are.
Sam, when I push the microphone closer, don't move your head back.
Zach was actually at our Bud Light Baseball Brunch tailgate for the Red Sox this past Sunday. And Quimby, he had nothing but rave reviews for the Green Legion and what you guys and what we represent. He had a great time. You shared cigarettes.
Never mind, Zach. You're welcome everywhere.
And that being said, shut up, Diaz.
Tank.
Yeah. Finish up what you had to say, baby.
Well, yeah, we were talking about the Zach Ertz thing. And during the break, we were also discussing the thing with Howie, I think more so is the thing with the front office. And as a player, you always, when you come in bright-eyed, bushy-tailed and stuff, and you don't realize it's a business yet. And now that he realizes it's a business, it's like they've shunned you. It's like you're not going to run through that wall like you used to. It's like, so everything that hurts is going to hurt a little bit more. You're not going to go out there hurt. You're not going to go out there. It's a difference between being injured and hurt. If you're hurt, you can still play. If you're injured, you can't. Now you're not going to go out there hurt because you don't feel like running through that wall for them because they've shown their true colors. And I don't think bringing him back will be, he might have the right, quote unquote attitude on top, but everybody's going to be able to see a facade. Everybody's going to be able to see the fake bravado, the fake pumping it up. So it's one of those things. Go ahead.
I still have one thing to say.
What's that?
And Zach Ertz caught the winning touchdown in. Our only Super Bowl victory. Yeah. However, I have two words.
What's that?
Vontaze perfect.
And yeah,
you can't get past that.
No, I can't get past it either.
No, I will never get past that. I had 250 people at that god awful city they call Cincinnati, and we watched him rear up.
Yeah.
They got smacked regardless if he made that hit or not.
But you get a little bit of respect. By taking out the dirtiest player on the league, I would have busted his knees.
I get you. This is what I will tell you. I bet you the defensive player looked at him a lot differently after
that. He
doesn't have to hit him up
top. And if he hits him up top, Zach goes down.
Yeah, he should give him his respect.
No. But if he hits him below the waist,
no.
But I don't even care if he takes the 15 yards.
I think he hits him up top, and I think he knocks the crap out of him because it'll be
knocks him out.
But it'd be a blindside hit. But you know what it does?
It wasn't a blindside hit. It was right in front of him. It was. Keep fires on Julius Peppers.
Exactly.
Do we have those anger management DVDs here?
Shut up!
And so this is what I'll tell you about that particular instance. When John Runyon first got here as a free agent, we were in training camp, and he was doing a lot of dirty stuff to the young defensive lineman in training camp. But then you see him doing it in the game. And you're like, oh, that's just how he plays.
It transfers.
That's how he plays.
Which is why John Runyon got an invitation to bring Michael Strahan on a leash on all fours, Greg Meisinger.
Damn,
the gap.
but to put a bow on what I was saying is it would not behoove us to bring him back because we're trying to move on from that. And he's a disgruntled player. So it's time to move on from that.
Is it safe to say he's mentally checked out?
Yeah, pretty much. He's mentally checked out, yes.
And because of that, he doesn't need to come back. Yeah.
And we close the book on Zach Ertz, hopefully by next week. So, that being said, it's time for a sack attack. I think we got about, what, 5-6 minutes left?
I've been waiting this. I've been waiting on this since yesterday, that makeshift crap you put on Facebook yesterday.
I need to see better, sir. I would like to point out Diaz's comments before you have your attack. It'll take less than 20 seconds. Phillies lead
Sounds
the league
like typical
in,
Diaz.
The Phillies lead the league in Ks per game, 10.25. Damn. Girardi line of reporters about Harper's injury. Phillies fielding. Phillies are sixth in salary, have no depth. And Captain Coconut Oil has nothing to do with this.
No, I have an update. We'll get to that last.
Okay. I lost my cool on Wednesday night after they blew that game. And I'm still going to continue to lose my cool. I don't care the fact that, listen, we're here on Saturday and our broadcast is going during the course of a Phillies game against the Rays on Saturday afternoon. I don't care that they won on Thursday. I am so beyond myself with this team and this franchise, not just with this year, but for the last decade. I've reached my breaking point with things. It's beyond control right now. The fact that the people that have ruined this franchise are still being employed by this franchise. The fact that, like, I knew things were going downhill with Ruben Amaro and the previous regime, but they didn't get it right when they hired Ruben Amaro's replacement in Matt Klentak. And they have nothing. The cupboard is bare. The cupboard is awful right now in the minor league system. And the fact that you don't have anybody, when you're missing your 3, 4, and 5 hitters respectively in your batting order, in Bryce Harper, JT Realmuto, and Didi Gregorius, and you don't have a damn thing that you can bring up from the minor league system outside of Nick Maton, and no disrespect to the kid. Hold on, I'll get to you.
Oh, man.
You do not have a damn thing outside of Nick Maton that can come up here and have major league quality at bats. You're still employing Matt Joyce on this team. The guy is 0-27. Over 27. How is that possible? This guy is still on this team. Roman Quinn has hit lately, you know, since he came off the injured list. But for the love of God, we're still
employing. Since he came off the hangnail?
I am so sick and tired of this franchise. The fact that we are going on. There's only one team in Major League Baseball over the last decade that has a longer drought with the postseason than the Philadelphia Phillies. The Seattle Mariners. That's how bad things have gotten. The freaking Pittsburgh Pirates have made the playoffs more recently than the Philadelphia Phillies have. This franchise is a dumpster fire, and we still employ the two clowns that are most responsible for it. Matt Klentak and Andy McPhail are still under contract with the Phillies. They have to go right now so that Dave Dombrowski and Sam Fold can actually put their imprint on this franchise.
Nothing to do with Bruce Galoff here, but anyway, real quick, and yes. I agree with everything you say. However, I don't want to support what's going on, but what was the score of the game today?
3-2. We're recording on Thursday.
Another small victory, and you have a bunch of guys that have offers.
Ready? They're one game under 500 on Thursday after this game.
They're 2.5 back of first place as of right now.
And when you lose the meat of your order, I don't know how you can replace that. So I'm not trying to completely disagree with you. And we got to let Diaz in here on this.
Do we?
Yes.
However, at the same time, I don't know, man. You stay 500 until these guys come back healthy, and I'm not all that upset. I got to be honest with you.
This is the worst division in baseball, I think, right now, isn't it? The NL East, all the other divisions in the National
League. It's the most competitive, if you want to discuss it that way.
If you want to discuss it that way. Correct. Yeah, but, you know,
outside of the American League East.
And I, Quimby is surprising.
I am not an eternal optimist.
I was
going to
say, you're not. But that's an optimist take. It's like, Quimby, they are. Joe Girardi, I thought, was brought here to provide some sort of stability I don't want to say senior leadership to quote our good friend Rexy, but he's done it before. He's a championship winning coach, Rexy, with the leadership. But I mean,
there's leadership.
You know, the fielding it bothers me the worst.
Do you want to hear the stat?
Yeah.
Do you want to hear the stat? This is from Jason Stark. The Phillies are now at minus. This is before today.
Oh, game. I have it written
minus
down here
29
as well.
Defensive runs saved. Last in Major League Baseball. Next worst National League team is the Cubs at minus one. Next worst National League East team, the Braves at plus eight. The Nationals and the Mets rank first and third in defensive runs saved at plus 32 and plus 30. We are minus 29. The Phillies have the other way around.
The Phillies have been ranked dead last in defensive runs saved since last season. Guess what? The San Francisco Giants have cut their errors per game in half since last year. I thought Gabe Kapler was the problem here. It turns out it might not have been.
I got it. And we are out of time.
God, I wish we had time because I would destroy him right now.
No, but that's okay because we have more time tomorrow at 10 a.m. on Bud Light Baseball Brunch here on Fox Sports The Gambler, brought to you by our good friends at MCS Residential and MCS Custom Cabinetry. Greg Meisinger, thank you for being in studio with us tonight.
Thank you, Greg. Thank you, Greg. Thank you.
Great having you, Greg.
G-Money.
Sac, Diaz, Tank. Sam, great job
tonight.
One final statement before we get the hell out of here. I was just going through the list once again, and no Megan Rapinoe.
Yes.
You guys, see you Monday. Cavs River Deck. Get tanked happy hour at 4 p.m. Have a great Memorial Day weekend. Be safe. We'll see you on Monday.
TTB.